Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, April 14th. What a beautiful morning, isn't it, Jen?
It is. Very beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing indoors, but at least we have a window, so there you go.
Yes, and good thing there's the rest of the day.
Yes, there you go, you see? And I'm happy we have a radio station with windows. Many of them do not.
Yes.
And it's pretty depressing. You know, you sit inside a studio and you don't know whether it's daytime or nighttime
right.
outside. I'm not like that. It's like, with me, give me windows, give me daylight. I live by that. So, yeah. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. We have a sort of like a guest-free week this week.
Yeah.
It's been very sparse. I did get a guest for tomorrow, but we're on our own pretty much. I don't know what happened to all the people, but, you know, they either all come at once or they don't. But
maybe they're on vacation.
Who knows? Who knows where they are? It was a holiday yesterday, wasn't it? Like Jefferson's birthday or something? I don't know.
I don't know.
On the calendar. But nobody paid attention, I don't think. Yeah. I know I didn't.
I didn't either. Yeah. I don't usually think of president's birthdays as a holiday unless it's like a federal.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, and we have a lot of holidays, a lot of federal holidays as it is. You know.
Yep.
Yeah. So, let's see. What do we want to talk about today? I don't know. I have no idea. But there's a lot going on in the news and everything.
There is a lot.
But I'm a little spacey today, so I'm trying to find my grip on what's going on.
Yeah.
And that. Tomorrow we're going to have someone who has a show. I think he's a magician. Well, he has a show at the, it's kind of like the Cirque du Soleil, they said. It's over at the Magicopolis, you know, in Santa Monica.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I know. So they came and they said he's doing a show there. I thought, what the heck? You know, we know that place, right? We had the founder on the show. And so I thought it'd be pretty interesting, but he also only can be on the phone, so we'll see what it's all about.
Yeah.
I like shows like that, though. Do you like Cirque du Soleil?
I do. I really do.
Yeah.
I would like to see more of it.
Yeah.
I've
Which
seen
ones
a couple.
Have you seen?
I've seen O. I've seen Mystere.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've seen one more. Maybe not.
Mm.
Yeah, I definitely saw one more, but I can't remember.
There's been so many of them, I know.
Yeah.
I know. And then I saw one, it's not Cirque du Soleil, the one at the Wynn. It's not Cirque du Soleil, but it's called Le Rêve, which is the dream.
And oh, I saw Le Rêve.
You saw Le Rêve?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool, too. And that's not Cirque du Soleil, but it's still beautiful.
Yes.
And memorable. I really enjoyed it. We were lucky. We got a free ticket deal with them, you know, where they give us a room at half the price at the... what's the other one called?
Encore.
The Encore, thank you. They have really cool suites there.
How did you get it half price?
I don't know, man. I mean, they just sent me something. I'm not even a gambler or anything. You know, a lot of people get free rooms when they gamble.
Yeah.
I don't really gamble, but they must have had something. So they give us a room at half the price and free show tickets. And the show tickets are like, I think, $200 a piece or something.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. So that was a big... big savings there. But I'm just not crazy about Vegas, you know. It's not on my list at all.
How come you lived there for two times?
Two times I lived there. You have great memory. I appreciate that.
Thanks.
You know? Well, the first time I lived there was in the 70s when I moved from Israel to here. So I had family there. And it was... I had been here the previous year on vacation and wasn't really planning on moving at that time, but... I had been to several places, and one of them was Vegas, one was New York. And I had family in both places, so it was a natural thing to either go there or here. to New York or Vegas. And I chose Vegas because it was smaller. You know, I had family there, but I had family in New York too. And as it turns out, everybody in the family that ended up going to New York became very rich. Yeah. I ended up in Vegas. I'm poor. So go figure. You know, I mean, I don't know what the hell's going on. But there's a lot more money to be made in New York, I guess.
What do they do in New York?
That's the thing. Most of them went into the same business, and they all made money at it, being locksmiths.
Oh.
Yeah, in New York, being a locksmith is very, let's just say you make a lot of money in it.
Well, there's a lot of doors there.
A lot of doors, a lot of locks.
Right.
Doors have a lot of locks there. And so, yeah, and so it's funny because I had one family member that started this like way back in the early 70s, right? Like an aunt of my mom's. So they were like the first ones in America and stuff. And he became a locksmith, small time and everything. And then, you know, another family member came up there. He trained him, taught him how to do it. He opened his own business, made a lot of money. And then it started going and going and going. Mm-hmm. To this day, still some youngsters from the family are moving to New York, learning the business, bam, make a lot of money.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's why you see 20-some-year-olds that have more money than I do. That's why. But I've never been one to plan my life around money, which is probably why I don't have a lot. You know, the thing is, when you want to make a lot of money, you got to make conscious decisions to do whatever it takes.
Right.
I didn't want to live in New York. I also didn't know I would have made a lot of money if I'd stay there. But I don't think I could have stayed there. You know, I don't know. New York, it's just, like I said, I love visiting there. I don't think I could live there for 2 days.
Yeah, it's not for me either.
Yeah. But you lived there, right?
Only for a summer.
Just the summer. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's some people are willing to do anything to make money, and that's good. And that's why they make money, mm-hmm. You know. So now many of them have moved to Miami now, and they all have, like, nice houses. And, you know, everybody in New York that doesn't like the weather moves to Florida.
That's true.
You know?
Or they come out here.
Yeah.
I couldn't live in a place where it's, like, high buildings, like a concrete jungle. I just couldn't. And I don't like public transportation. Mm. So for me, that city just wouldn't work.
That would be bad.
Right. I like L.A. because it's more similar to Miami.
Right. No, that's true in many ways. And, yeah, and to me, Vegas was, like, closer to Israel, being that it was smaller.
And a desert.
A lot smaller. Yeah, well, Israel is not that much a desert. There's part desert in it, but you don't feel, it's not desert weather when you live in, like, Tel Aviv and Haifa and all that places. But, yeah, you know, so, but it was smaller for me to, easier to handle, let's say. You know, so go figure what would have been the best thing to do, I don't know. But I'm still chasing the buck, man. Still trying to make it. But that's okay. You know, I mean, that's part of it. That's part of life, you know?
Yep.
And I learned early on not to be envious of other people because everybody's here for a different journey. Everybody's here going somewhere else at a different rate and working on their own stuff.
Right. You know?
So don't be envious of anybody because you don't know what they have that you don't know about that you wouldn't want.
That's true. I do think, though, that it is good to look at people that are successful and take from them, like, the good. And, like, you know, obviously learn from their path in the sense of, like, their work ethic or whatever it is that, you know, got them ahead. And some people, you know, I like watching TED Talks and hearing what people did.
Yeah. No, by all means. I mean, you know, get a mentor or something, you know. Learn from people.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's easier when you have a mentor because they've been through it, you know. They can guide you and stuff, you know.
I don't have one.
I know, I don't either.
If somebody wants to apply to be my mentor.
Yeah, there you go. Guide me through life, please.
Yes. Be my mentor.
Yeah. But you see, that's the thing, is that some people come here for different lessons. You know, I liken it to like driving on the freeway. You know, it's like you see people in different cars, going different speeds, going to different places. And it's like, that's what life's about. Everybody's going somewhere else.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, so learn to be happy with what you have. And it could always be worse, believe me.
Yes.
You know. Definitely. Sorry, I yawned. I'm tired. I didn't sleep well last night.
Really? Mm-hmm. What happened?
I just couldn't sleep, so I only slept for like 3 or 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, your eyes do look tired.
Yeah.
You're not used to that kind of short sleep.
No, I like sleeping forever.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Were you like preoccupied with thoughts and things like
no,
that?
No, I just couldn't sleep. I don't know what it was.
Wow.
Hmm. Even with 2 melatonin.
Really? And those seem to help?
Always.
Really?
I usually take 1.
Yeah.
And I pass out, but...
Do you have a hard time going to sleep usually, normally?
Yeah. I would say that I do. I can't really like fall asleep unless I'm exhausted.
Right.
But I purposely take melatonin at a certain time so that I can go to sleep at a certain time and get a certain amount of hours.
Really? And it's that precise? It works right away and everything?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Very interesting.
Yeah, if I don't sleep enough, I get sick.
Yeah.
I can't function.
I know. I'm like walking into walls this morning. Yeah. Well, what can you do? Any new good TV shows that you were recommending? Did you hear of anything good? I'm looking for a TV show.
Let me see. What am I watching these days? Nothing good right now. But Frankie, what is it called? Grace and Frankie is a new series on Netflix that starts May 8th. And it's the next one that Lauren and I are covering on AfterBuzz.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who is it starring?
Jane Fonda and someone else that's a huge deal. And then Martin Sheen's in it. Who else? I don't know. But Marta Kaufman, who produced Friends, is one of the producers of this show.
Really?
So it's about two women that are rivals. That I guess then their husbands leave them for each other.
Oh, God.
And so then they like work together and like it's kind of cute because it reminds me of what was that movie called? The Ex-Wives Club?
The First Wives Club?
First Wives Club, yeah. And I love that movie.
Yeah.
It was just so fun to see like older women who like you would think are very like mature and put together and classy doing crazy scheming and funny things together. And they just are like hysterical because I think about my mom and like her friends running around doing that stuff and they totally would.
Really?
So I think this show is going to be great and hopefully we can get some of the actors in studio.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah, huh? I mean, if I could interview Jane Fonda, that's amazing.
Yeah, that would be cool. Mm-hmm. Do you like her?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty great. She's a good actress.
Yeah.
She's been around forever.
Yep. I would love to interview her.
How old is she? She's got to be in her 80s now, no?
I would say late 70s.
Late 70s?
I'm not really sure.
Yeah. I mean, she's been around forever. She must have been like, when I was a kid, she must have been like maybe 20, 25 or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she would be in her 80s.
But, yeah, so that show, what else? I'm going to personally catch up on, like, Homeland. Mm. And I think there's a couple other things that I'm, like, way behind on. I'm not a binge watcher. Yeah. Like, there's just too much going on in the world for me to, like, stay inside and watch 8 hours of TV in a row.
Yeah.
So unless I'm sick, I just can't do it. Yeah. So I think I have to make, like, an active effort every night to watch one episode.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking of being committed to Star Wars now. They Star Wars movies came out digitally for the first time now. Probably on Netflix, but I have them on Amazon.
Yeah.
But you have to buy them $20 a pop or it's like $80 for the whole series of 6. And it's funny because I've had this urge to watch Star Wars for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't find it anywhere because they haven't had it except on DVDs. Only now they released it. So I'm debating, I don't know, do I want to spend $20 on a movie? But then I'm thinking, I have to because I can't rent them because it takes me forever to finish one movie, you know. I always watch in 30 minute spurts.
Right.
So a movie like Star Wars would take a week to watch. But they were cool. Did you like Star Wars? I mean, are you into that kind of stuff?
No.
No, huh? You're not into science fiction?
No.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't that much either, but when it came out, it was truly revolutionary. You know, it created like new worlds.
Right.
The special effects were unbelievable. Now when you see them, they look kind of funny, but
Yeah, I was never into that. I happened to see, though, Insurgent, the movie that's out now. It's part of the Divergent series, and that I thought was really good.
Yeah.
And I only went to see it because a friend works at the company that produced it, but it was good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't pick it out of a lineup to go see, but yeah, no, it was good. And it's like sci-fi.
Mm,
young adult sci-fi.
Right. Hmm. I don't know. It seems kind of weird to me. Is it a lot like what's the other movie? The games, the what games?
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games, thank you.
Ah, yes. Very
it's a lot like it?
Yeah.
Like also like a dystopian kind of world, right?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Star Wars was quite different. I mean, different worlds, different kind of creatures. It was really, when was the first one? I think 76 or 77, I think, is when it came out. And it blew everybody away, you know. It was just so different. And, you know, I mean, obviously it was aimed toward a lot of Star Trek fans and stuff like that. And I'd never watched that.
Mm-hmm.
Never was into it. But Star Wars came out, was a big deal. So, you know, it's not something that I'm a geek about, you know. But, you know, after 20-some years of not seeing it, I wouldn't mind seeing it again.
Yeah. You know?
But I'm definitely not committed to 6 long movies. Forget about it. But it'll be cool to see the new one that comes out when? In the end of the year, right?
I forgot. They did
in December,
promote
I think.
It. Yeah. And everyone was freaking out about the trailer.
Yeah.
Speaking about things coming out, there was a video this morning on the Today Show that about Dennis Quaid like throwing a fit on a movie set, but they can't figure it out if it's fake or if it's real.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it recorded in video too, just audio? Or what?
No, it's video. It's like on a phone.
Mm.
But it's no one can tell if it's like fake or real. Yeah. I wonder if it's come out yet. So the Today Show cast was like, call us, Dennis Quaid. Tell us if it's real or fake. We think it's fake. Because, I mean, you think he's a nice guy. I don't think he's one of those, like, kind of actors.
Yeah.
And I think he once did that video where he was ordering a coffee or something at Starbucks. And he was, like, making fun of people ordering coffee. So he, like, released a video that was, like, him freaking out about his coffee.
Really?
But so that's why people think that this might be fake, too.
I see. Okay. So he didn't really mean it.
No.
Huh. I haven't seen him in anything in a while, right?
I don't know.
I don't think he's been in any good movies lately. He used to be in a lot of them.
Yeah.
But not that much anymore. I don't know. There's a lot of good movies coming out. What about this movie Ant-Man? Do you have any desire to see Ant-Man?
No.
Neither do I. But there's people that love this stuff, you know. My daughter went to WonderCon. She had a blast. And, you know, they the thing that you have to wonder about is many of these celebrities that sell their autographs and you have to pay to take photographs with them
mm-hmm.
at these conventions. And fans get really upset about it. And I don't blame them, you know. I mean, it's the fans are your bread and butter, you know. You go there to please your fans, not for yourself.
I didn't realize you have to pay for...
Not everybody makes you, but some do, you know, and it's like, so it's known like for example, this year Lou Ferrigno was charging you to take a picture with him.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, so people, I think it costs them a lot in PR than they should, because, you know, people are saying, you know, that you got to be pathetic to charge $30 per picture, someone like you who at least at one point had a lot of money.
Right.
So it's embarrassing, you know, and I agree with that. I don't think people should do that, even if they're starving, you know. I mean, treat your fans nicely. Spend a few hours. Let them take pictures.
Right.
You know. But they do that, you know, and it's usually kids that can't afford to pay this stuff anyway, right. You know, that are the fans. So, and then I guess Stan Lee, who is like a big deal in the comic book industry, wrote a lot of comic books and stuff. He charges for his autographs. So when my daughter went, they said, "You got all these autographs. How much did you spend?" She said, "No, I didn't spend a dime." You know, so because many of them did not charge.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah, I know, but come on, man, Lou Ferrigno. You know, you don't need to charge $30 a picture. I mean, you got to think about it. Okay, so how much can you possibly make? you know, $3,000, $4,000, was that worth it for you to sully your reputation like that, you know?
Maybe it was for him at the time. Maybe he needed it.
Maybe they need it. I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. So, let's see. I guess we talked about Marco Rubio yesterday, right?
Yeah.
That he threw his hat in the ring as well.
Yeah.
As Hillary. And I guess he's trying to paint her as old school. Saying that yesterday is over. And, you know, because I guess, you know, people are saying, oh, maybe, you know, he's got to wait his turn or something. But, no, I mean, Hillary is obviously getting up there. They're saying that she's probably, I mean, at 67, she would be one of the oldest presidents if she were elected, you know, to enter office.
Yeah. Today's 67-year-olds, though, are not 67-year-olds of older times.
That's true. And
it wasn't like John Carter and people like Nixon old when they were.
They didn't start that old, I guess. You know, but she's 67.
Reagan was pretty old.
Reagan was old. Reagan was old. So, I mean, I'm not saying she was the oldest, but one of them. You know, she's up there. And, yeah, I mean, look, at 67, I mean, she does look great and everything, but it doesn't mean anything. I don't think the age means anything either, but...
I do, when it comes to younger voters. It makes sense what he's doing. Totally makes sense.
Right. No, I mean, yeah, he's capitalizing on this right away, you know, by painting her as the older generation.
Right.
Here I am for you. I'm for the people.
I mean, you know? He's hitting the millennials, which is who are now these crazy voters. And, I mean... And very aware.
Yeah.
And want change in a different way than we've had change before because we're millennials and that's how we are. And we're of the tech age and we, you know, are a more diverse community of people.
Yeah.
Because
but,
we come from a lot of like
right.
interracial marriages and like mixed cultures and things. So him being a Cuban American that's younger speaks to a lot of. The United States.
Right. But that's the thing. What worries me is that people are going to vote for the wrong reasons. Just like I think Obama was voted for the wrong reasons.
Right. We said that yesterday.
Right.
And the thing, though, is like he's got a platform, too. So he can't just be the Cuban-American young guy. I'm sure he's got things that he's going to hit on
right.
and maybe draw more youngsters to the Republican side.
Yeah. Well, I hope so, you know. I mean,
especially with all of us having like student loans and stuff. So, you know, yeah. I'm fine being a fiscal Republican.
Yeah. Huh?
So tell me more, Marco Rubio. Tell me more.
Yeah, there you go. 43 years old. I mean, I think he could probably do pretty well. I don't know much about him. I'm going to check him out.
What was like JFK when he was
How old was he?
Yeah.
Gee, that's a good question, you know. I don't remember.
I remember him being young.
Yeah, he was young. But, yeah, probably in his 40s.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how old he was. But
Marco Rubio looks young, but that's, again, right. a 40-year-old looks like a 30-year-old. A 67-year-old looks like a 57-year-old. Like, that's what it is now, though.
Right. I know. Yeah, and then I guess Jeb Bush is 62, so he's getting up there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be an interesting election, I guess. And I don't know, man. We do need change, but come on, you know. I mean, you can't just have change for the sake of change. You want to have somebody who's going to make a difference. And you can't know because politicians make promises and, you know, then they do different things once
right.
they're up there. So I don't know. But when he was up there this last election at the convention, I liked what he had to say, you know, Rubio. But... You know, Mitt Romney didn't have a lot to say, I guess, and that's why he didn't win. But
I wonder who, though, like, I mean, couldn't we just take the best of both worlds and put, like, Hillary as president and Marco Rubio as vice president? And then he can be in office for a little bit, and then he can run for president after when he's a little bit older and, like, a little wiser, and then we can have Hillary and him.
Well, it won't happen because they're not in the same party.
Right.
But it would be nice. Yeah.
I feel like it would make more sense.
Like a dream team.
To have... Them be in different parties.
Yeah.
Because then it's a more well-rounded
Right.
House.
Some governments are like that, you know. And
why do we, I wonder, like, why, if we're making changes in our, you know, times, why not do it that way, I guess?
Well, look, I'm sure the founding fathers had plenty of time to think about all this, and they seem to have gotten a lot of things right. So maybe they've seen some things that we don't. But I think if you, I can tell you, there's different politics, like in Israel, for example, where you have to share those duties, like, you know, like your next, like your vice president could be from a different party.
Yeah.
I think that makes it difficult to run a government like that. You know, we have checks and balances here. We have Congress, we have the Supreme Court, we have the executive branch, which is the president, and they all sort of like check and balance each other.
Right.
You know, and So I think our system works. Where you have other places like that, where the government is mixed, they often find it hard to get anything done. You know, just imagine if you and your assistant couldn't agree on anything. You know, it's tough.
Yeah.
So we'll see. It's going to be a long campaign, I'm sure.
Yeah. Sure, we'll be talking a lot about it.
I know. I'm surprised not more people are already announcing, but already a few have. So I guess Rand Paul is. I don't know what his chances are.
Have any other Democrats announced?
Well, Hillary.
Right. Other. And,
oh, other?
Yeah.
No. Not that I know of.
Be funny if, like, no one else ran.
Yeah, right.
They're just like, you know what? Let her have her day.
Yeah. I know, we need, before she leaves politics, we need to see what she's able to do.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I've always liked her.
I like her, and I think there would be a lot of funny SNL sketches about her, so why not?
That's a good reason to elect her. Totally. President, huh?
I want her to run the free world so I can watch jokes made about her on TV.
Yeah. Well, let's see what's going on.
Percy Sledge of Sister Sledge died.
I saw that. Sister Sledge, I remember that We Are Family song, right?
I think that's what
We Are Family.
Yeah, and then also When a Man Loves a Woman.
Yeah.
Died of natural causes at 73. That's pretty young.
It is, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Google says they don't care where you went to college. So, in other words, they're saying in the beginning they used to think that...
Like when they hire someone?
Yeah, for hiring. Because I guess they're saying when the company was small, they cared about getting kids from Harvard and Stanford and MIT. But they're saying that experience taught them there's a lot of great kids in other schools as well. So, there it goes again, you know. I think people many times... make it difficult for themselves when they don't make it into Ivy League school, but it's not that crucial, you know. I mean, how many people I know in my career, people never even checked my degree, let alone inquire where I got it from, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, you know, in some companies it depends, you know. But you saw that some people actually put like wrong things in there, you know.
Like lie?
Yeah, like lie or conceal or whatever, you know, deceive. But I'm reading a book on Yahoo right now, and Marissa Mayer, who's running it, and it's very interesting to hear how people, like one CEO that they hired, they found out that he had lied about his education, that he didn't have a computer science degree.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, people don't check this stuff, but, you know, and when they do, maybe it's not that important. So I think, and not only that, but, you know, I got to tell you, man, it's like I look around me and many people I know are more educated than they are and they have more money than I do. So all I'm saying to you people is, yeah, school is cool. I love school. I recommend school. But don't think it's going to get you the ticket to making big money, you know.
No, I think a work ethic does that.
Work ethic, I think hunger for money. You have to be really hungry, you know. See, I came from a family where I always had everything I wanted. We weren't rich, but we weren't poor. So I never had this, like, urge to really prove anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But... You know, but I am complaining that I don't have as much money as I would like to.
Right.
So, I mean, but I'm not doing anything about it.
One of my cousins didn't go to college, and he's a very high up position at Interscope.
Yeah.
And he works with Eminem. So, you know, I mean, he started as an intern and worked his way up. And it was because of his work ethic, and he made himself invaluable that he got where he is today. And he's a smart guy. Yes, he's not book educated, but who cares? I actually brought up a post. So on Instagram, there's like a couple accounts that people follow that are like really funny posts. And so one of them is called Fuck Jerry. I think it's like making fun of, or it's like, you know, kind of like screw Jerry Seinfeld, I'm funny kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So anyway, one of the posts he posted was things I never learned in high school. How to do taxes. What taxes are. How to vote. What political parties are. How to write a resume, cover letter, anything related to getting a job. How to write a check, balance a checkbook. Anything to do with banking. How to do loans for college. How to jumpstart a car or other basic emergency things. How to buy a car or house. But I'm so glad I know the fucking Pythagorean theorem.
Yeah. There you go. That sums it all up.
It totally does. It is so spot on that they do not teach you practical knowledge.
Yeah.
I do think like things like home ec and like sex ed and stuff like that are great. I don't think physical education should be what it is, the like PE in its form. I mean, I've been out of high school for so long now that I have no idea what they teach you, but like nutrition would be a good one. You know, some kind of like a meditation kind of class to learn it like early on, I think would empower so many people in the rest of their lives, especially going into college.
Right.
Like that's what they should be teaching kids.
They really should. Managing money. Yeah. I think, you know, these are things that parents don't have the time or the inclination to teach. And I think you're absolutely right.
Like in math.
Yeah.
You know, like they should teach you. I couldn't tell you anything from calculus if I even tried. But like the fact that there's algebra, calculus, algebra 2, calculus 3, like so many levels of that. They should give you the basic information about all different math, including banking and accounting. And then should you find one of those things inspire you to have a career in it, great. You go on the track to be a CPA then.
Right.
And off then you go. All Otherwise, you have practical knowledge.
Right.
Which is great because you need that. I mean, how do they send kids from being kids in high school off to college and say, go manage your money?
Yeah.
Go manage a budget while you're in school.
Right. And start off with big debt on your shoulders too.
Right.
Yeah. I know. I agree. Something has to be done with the educational system in this country. And, I mean, it's popular to bash education, but it's true because there are so many things. The world has changed so fast. Kids don't get enough education at home. They need to understand what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, everything changes, so that has to change too.
Yeah. And not only that, you know, but I'm looking at people around me that have not gone to college, started their own businesses, and make a lot of money, you know. So if anything else, try to start your own business. I think that's the best way. And if you want to work for someone, do get good education, but don't get discouraged if you don't get accepted into Ivy League. You
right.
know? It's not the end all and...
No, and plus, like, we live in a time where you can educate yourself. There's so many apps that can teach you things. You could go learn languages. You can go do, like, there's a lot of things out there that you can do for yourself.
Right.
Where, if you go to, I don't know, I just don't think that education ever stops.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, and do things that are practical, you know. They're talking about the shortage of women programmers in high tech and stuff, and... So they're making a push for that globally to get more girls to learn how to code and get into computer science because there's such a demand for people there and not enough diversity.
Yeah.
You know, and then at the same time, you can find women that are really making a lot of money in high tech, I guess Safra Katz of Oracle makes $37 million a year. She's the CEO of Oracle. And then Marissa Mayer, who I just mentioned at Yahoo, she makes $25 million a year. That's not bad. A fascinating book I'm reading about her and how she was hired to save Yahoo. She's obviously still there, so the story's not over.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to hear how many people Yahoo has gone through and have not been able to find anybody that really was able to figure themselves out in that. So, but there are definitely a lot of women making making really good money, making a difference in high tech. Meg Whitman, of course, of HP, she ran for California governor, makes $20 million a year. And she was she made eBay what it is today, I guess. Let's see. Then, oh, IBM CEO. See, it's amazing, but some of the biggest companies now have female CEOs. Yeah. You know, so Jeannie Romedy of IBM, $20 million. IBM, you know, still, I don't know how they're still relevant, man. They've made so many mistakes over the years.
Do they make other products? I mean, they clearly, like, I mean, we don't even
They're into services now, you know. They're not, like, after consumers. So they sold off their PC divisions, their laptops, everything else. They're more into enterprise services now.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. I was going to say, I haven't seen an IBM computer since probably middle school.
I know. You have Sheryl Sandberg of Facebook, of course. She wrote the book Leading In, and she's the COO of Facebook. She makes $16 million, and she also talks about women and leading and stuff. Microsoft's chief financial officer, Amy Hood, makes $10 million. So there's definitely a lot of room. Xerox has a black female CEO. I mean, believe that or not. Ursula Burns makes $10 million. So, you know, I mean, when people talk about, hey, you know, we don't have enough diversity, I don't know, man. Just let's take a look and see.
I mean, we probably have a lot, but not enough. Or it's more than it was, but not where it's not even.
Yeah. And maybe there's more at the top now, but I think as far as like ordinary jobs, there's not a lot of them up there. Enough women in Silicon Valley, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, that, I mean.
But you got to give them incentives, you know.
Being a coder is not a sexy job.
No, it's not.
I always think about that. I'm like, should I be the first female magician? Like, should I be a female? I don't know what. And I, like, think about that stuff, and I'm like, I don't really care to be that.
No, huh?
Like, I don't need to make a name just being the first female to do something.
Right.
I'm okay with it.
But you're pretty tech savvy, though, right? You know your way around a computer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there are things, of course, that I wish I knew more of. Like, it makes it so much easier to develop an app if you yourself are a coder.
Right.
Instead, I have to find somebody else to do it for me.
Right. But you can do something in between. You can at least understand what's going on.
Right.
I mean, learn about it and still let somebody else do it.
Of course.
That's what I'm doing. I mean, I'm very tech savvy, but yet to build our new website, I'm not going to sit there and start from scratch all over again, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, but that's the point, is that when you want to succeed, you got to find people that can do the things that you need done, you know, with a minimum amount of knowledge. I mean, like I was talking about Yahoo, you know, they bought some CEOs that had nothing to do with high tech, didn't know anything about it, and so they had to be taught.
Right.
You know, and it's like, you're the boss, man. You need to know how things are happening. If your employees need to teach you how things work, you're in deep trouble, you know. And again, it doesn't mean you need to know how to code, but you need to understand what you're talking about.
Yeah. Like the industry, at least.
Yeah. You know. So, but it was funny because when Marissa Mayer was hired from Google to Yahoo, it was like a celebrity thing, you know. It was a big deal. I'm sure not least of all because she was pregnant and pretty and young and female and captured people's imagination, you know. But she's tough, man. She's she still has her work cut out for her. And it'd be interesting to get to, like, after I finish with the book, to sort of, like, get caught up and see where she is now.
Yeah.
But it's cool to read books. I mean, I'm reading a book, that book, and also another book on ISIS. And these are books that, you know, it's cool because they're written, like, they were published, like, a month or two ago. So they're talking about things that are very recent.
Yeah.
And you go, wow, you know, I mean, that book is pretty recent, you know. It's It's unusual. It used to be, you know, you publish something about something that happened so long ago. But now everything comes out right away, and especially with Kindle and everything, you don't have to wait.
Right. I like ebooks.
Yeah. I know. A lot of stuff. So, yeah, so they're saying that now they're teaching Muslim girls how to code in Africa and whatever. Yeah, anything to help these countries develop a little bit, man. This one really gets to me. I mean, some news sometimes will put tears in my eyes, and this one's one of them. This mother left her quadriplegic son in a park alone, abandoned him. He's 21 years old, but obviously he can't do much for himself. Someone found him in the park lying in leaves, covered in a blanket with a Bible in a wheelchair nearby. I mean,
and she left him there to like. She left him there
so she can go to see her boyfriend in another town. She's 41 years old, and her son's 21. You know, I mean, what do you say without shedding a tear for something like this? I mean, this is like. He only has her in his life. That's right. Pretty much it.
There's well, was nothing, she deserting him forever? Or was he like hanging out while she was in a building? Like, what was the deal?
Well, I don't think it was forever. I think she just abandoned him to go to see her boyfriend or something. But they're charging her with a lot of things, and now with attempted murder too.
Oh wow!
Which is good. That's what I want to hear, because that breaks my heart, man. I mean,
I wonder if they'll do like a psych eval on her though, because let's say, I mean, she had to have had him then when she was 20,
right?
And she probably is depressed or whatever she is because she's had to take care of him all these years. Who knows what she is?
True.
And not to say that excuses her behavior, but I'm sure it will answer some questions.
Right. And, you know, I'm sure it does happen, but you always have to go back to the question of, like, it's a mother, you know? It's your son.
Well,
it's your
how
son
about
and he's helpless. It's like a helpless puppy. So people will dump a person, but they will rescue a puppy. That's what I don't get.
People will also dump a puppy. It doesn't make any sense. But how about this mom that was fending off a bee and her twins drown?
I saw that. Is that, like, freaky or what?
Well,
when did it happen? Where?
Arizona.
Arizona. What happened there?
She was trying to fend off a bee, and her stroller with her kids rolled away.
Wow.
Yeah, so imagine. Well,
they were like near a river, right, or something?
The canal.
The canal?
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. How scary, huh?
Yeah, I mean, and you think, like, she was trying to, like, you know, get a bee away, and her kids die.
Wow.
So.
I mean, just imagine you see the stroller, like, rolling down into the water, and there's nothing you can do about it.
No.
Wow.
I mean, in one fell swoop, you lose two kids.
Yeah.
I can't imagine, and then going home and, like, being that person right. ever again.
Yeah, I know. And then you go back and you go, yeah, I mean, how can you live with yourself, you know, doing something stupid?
You blame yourself.
But you don't think about it, you know. You just do it because it's an instinct.
Yep.
Wow. Wow, man. Wow. 18-month-old twins.
Yep.
Man, I'm telling you, having kids is not an easy thing to do.
No, that's a big responsibility, and some people are not cut out to do it.
They really are not.
Not that this woman with the bee knew what was going to happen. I have no idea what kind of mother she was. I can't imagine that she had wanted that to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, if I see a bee, I probably would freak out too.
Right, exactly. And you don't think, you know, you just do it.
Right.
Quickly as an instinct to protect your kids. Wow.
And yourself. I mean, I'm terrified of bees.
Yeah.
Also, you don't know if anybody's allergic to bees.
That's
until
true.
You get stung. So it's honestly terrifying. When I see a bee, I freak out.
Yeah.
I, like, lose my mind. I'm that crazy person running around.
Really?
Yeah. I will, like, dive. All of a sudden, I'm, like, in the Matrix, like, doing all these maneuvers away from it.
See, that's dangerous to do in the car. Sometimes it happens in the car.
Oh, there. I had a bee in my car, and I freaked out. I pulled my car over, and I just opened all the doors.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy, man. Like a spider or something, and you freak out while you're driving at 80 miles an hour.
I don't drive at 80 miles an hour.
On the freeway, you don't even drive 80?
No, whatever the speed limit is.
Well, the traffic goes 80, usually on the freeway. When there's no traffic in L.A., the speed limit is about 75, 80. I'm telling
you. Does it change?
No.
Isn't the speed limit the speed limit?
Well, no. The thing is this. Look, if the entire traffic is going at 80, the cop's not going to pull anybody over. You know,
well, just, who would they start with?
Exactly. So you pull
not
over
that that's legal,
only the ones that. No, I mean, but it's, but no, I mean, but that's the thing is that there is speed limit, but also there's they constantly tell you you got to drive where it's safe, the way it's safe. If the traffic's going 80 miles an hour, it's not safe to go 60. It slows everybody down. Everybody starts passing you. It's not safe. You got to go with the traffic. And, you know, I mean, they'll still give you a ticket if you go in 80, but they're not going to pull you over because everybody's going that speed, including the cop. So, yeah. You don't drive on freeways a lot, though, right? So you don't have to deal with it.
Just to come here.
Yeah. So you don't have to deal with it that
no.
much. Yeah.
And I also vary by the book. I drive at the speed limit.
Yeah.
Maybe five over. That's about it.
Yeah. No, I drive with the traffic, you know. As long as you're not passing anybody, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always good to let somebody else be faster than you. And
definitely.
They attract all the attention.
I would rather be a cautious driver.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. I know. But I do quite a bit travel, 75, 80 miles an hour. And it's scary to be doing anything at that speed.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah. Why don't you invite Lauren in this week since we have a few open days? Is she available? Ask her.
She's definitely available.
Yeah?
Yep.
Maybe Thursday or Friday. Ask her.
Thursday she could come.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me keep that open then.
Okay.
We'll have her come in Thursday.
I'll tell her.
Yeah. Lauren's always fun to have here.
She is.
Jen's best friend.
I'm going to see her.
Her other drunk girl.
I actually am working with her today and Thursday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We have a lot of stuff to do for two drunk girls, so...
Oh, wow.
I'll just bring
very
her in.
Cool. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Keep us posted on what's going on, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it. I guess I just want to bring up this. Did you hear about all these luggage looters? I guess they set up like hidden cameras. You would think they would have hidden cameras in the airports all along.
Yeah.
But I guess in Miami airport now, they suspected looters. So they put up hidden cameras, and they find people are stealing, like, jewelry and iPhones. And
yikes.
The workers. I mean, these are, like, the luggage workers.
Yeah. Well, this is why I keep all my valuables on.
Yeah. Don't put valuables in a suitcase.
I also don't check bags ever.
Really? Even if you travel far? Or like
no, I mean then I do. Yeah. If I'm going to Florida, I don't.
Yeah, that's a small trip. You don't need a lot. You have stuff at home.
If I was going to go out of the country, I would.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, still, don't put stuff in your. I mean, who puts jewelry and iPhones in their?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I just put clothes and toiletries, and that's it.
Right.
Don't need anything.
Things that
else.
If they got taken, that's weird that they would want my clothes. But okay.
Exactly. You know.
You need it more than I do.
Yeah. I mean, there's absolutely no reason to trust that these people are not going to steal your stuff.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, they have, like, all kinds of policies at big companies to prevent theft in everything, not just in airlines, because employees steal, face it.
Mm-hmm.
They do. All right. Well, that's it for today, folks. Looking at a great day coming up. And we have a, what else do we have? Nothing, really. Just a cool old day. Not a lot on my mind, which is good. Oh, I just have to finalize the extension for the taxes. It is April 14th, folks, so you have one more day to file in for your extension and pay your taxes and so forth. Thanks, Jen.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.